getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
It is now 5:30, time to introduce you to my guest for this evening. If you've ever thought about volunteering and can't quite decide on what to do, we may have the solution. Volunteer for Cambridge is on at the Guildhall this weekend. It's being organised by the Cambridge Hub and the City Council. And from the Cambridge Hub, I'm joined by Anna Mallon. Hello, Anna. Thank you for coming in.
Hello, no problem.
So tell me a little bit, first of all, about the Cambridge Hub, for those who aren't familiar with it, because it's a joint venture, really, isn't it, between you and the City Council on Saturday?
Yeah, that's right. So Cambridge Hub, we're a local charity, and what we try to do is we get students at the University of Cambridge involved in social and environmental action. So we're working with the university to provide opportunities for students to be getting out there into the community and sharing their time and their skills. So what we're really doing is we're trying to bring together the town and the gown and bridge that gap.
Because this event isn't just for students, is it?
Not
the idea is to get the whole city lined up.
Indeed, it's really for everyone.
Get ready for volunteering. And there's several, or tens, almost dozens of people who are going to be taking part in this.
Yeah, we've been absolutely staggered, actually, by the demand for coming along to the event. So we've got 80 local organisations signed up to come. And that's, you know, that's charities, social enterprises, student societies, anyone who's involved in volunteering in Cambridge is going to be there.
Because we know from Cambridge 105 there's such a wide variety of volunteer organisations around the city. Is any particular type have gravitated towards, or is it, you know, give me some examples of the sort of things people can volunteer for?
Sure. It's an incredibly broad spectrum, which is actually what's so exciting about the event. You know, it's groups who are doing incredibly inspirational work in all kinds of areas. But for example, we've got the Museum of Technology coming. Many people don't know, but they really rely on volunteers to keep themselves, you know.
I guess a lot of the museums do, really.
That's right. Many across Cambridge. Similarly, the fire service, you know, people always think of the fire service as just full of firemen, but actually they rely a lot on volunteers as well. So it's really varied, you know, and it just goes to show that volunteering can be for everyone, because it's just, you know, all kinds of opportunities to get involved.
I was going to ask about that. What sort of person does volunteering? Because it can take up quite a bit of your time.
It can do. And I think that's one of the nice things about volunteering, is that it really can become, you know, your passion and what you do in your spare time, or even not just in your spare time. So volunteering, you know, it can almost be a full-time occupation. But similarly, I think people who just have an hour a week to give can get involved in volunteering as well.
Do you volunteer yourself?
Not anymore.
Now, what have you done in the past?
So in the past, I volunteered a lot for Amnesty International when I was at university. I also volunteered at a refugee night shelter in Coventry when I was living in the Midlands.
Right.
Which was, you know, for me, I was doing that whilst I was at university, and actually it was a far more of an education than anything I studied, because I just learnt so much and so many skills and met people from so many different walks of life. It was fantastic.
And when you sat down and you were thinking to yourself, oh, I'm going to volunteer for this, how did you, you know, judge what you were going to do?
For me, it was having an interest in issues around kind of migrancy and around human rights, and then kind of looking around and finding out what was out there. But what really drew me to both of those sort of groups that I got involved in as well was the people. And I made so many fantastic friends off the back of that. So, you know, it was really about making new friends and getting involved in a new community as well.
And this is one of the great things, I think, about Saturday's event, by the looks of things, is that you can presumably wander around the stalls, get to know some of the people behind the organisations, and you might come across one particular group and say, yeah, that's for me. That's the sort of group. I quite like those people who are there. They seem to be my kind of folks. I'm going to sign up and do some volunteering with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the aim. It's really good opportunity to do something beyond just browsing the web and actually get connected to the people who are behind these organisations and hear exactly what they're doing and find out if you gel with them, really.
Because there's talks as well, isn't there? It's not just wandering around trestle tables. There's also some very interesting speakers too, I think.
Yeah, so it's a bit more than just a volunteering fair. We've got a programme of talks throughout the day as well. They're very short, kind of 10 to 15 minute TED-style talks. And we've got a range of groups and organisations and individuals who will be speaking from Cambridge 105 themselves. You guys will be speaking there.
The famous Greg Butler of Kip of the Cat fame will be there.
It's going to be the highlight of the day.
It will, yes.
But we've also got some really, really exciting individuals coming along, such as Dame Fiona Reynolds, who is the former director of the National Trust. And we found out today as well that Dame Mary Archer will be coming. So she's the chair of Adam Brooks Abroad and, of course, married to Geoffrey Archer. So be good to have
her. Is Geoffrey coming as well, do you know?
I don't know. I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, may well be.
Okay, then maybe they'll be listening after 6 o'clock when we're talking about Grantchester. That might be appropriate for them on that.
Surely.
And pulling it all together, that must have been a bit of an effort for you.
It was, yeah. It's been work in progress for a good 6 to 7 months now. But we've been working, as I say, with the City Council. We've worked really well together, which is, you know, it's been a really nice experience. And I think, weirdly enough, the closer to the event I get, the less stressed about it I feel. So that's a sign that things are going well.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. I work on some events myself from time to time. There's like different people who seem to react slightly differently to the stress. So you're sort of, everything's going fine. That's cool. We've all relaxed about it and everything. Yeah.
No hiccups. Nothing's gone wrong so far. Touch wood.
Nothing will go. There's plenty of wood here if you need to be in touch. But I'm sure it's going to be fine. So if people are interested in coming along to the event on Saturday, it's running for most of the day, I think.
Yeah, so it's 11 until 4 at the Guildhall in Cambridge, and people are welcome to turn up at any point between then. We've got a cafe so people can come and spend lunchtime there, and we've also got a children's activity area. So if families want to come along with their kids, we're going to have activities on that will be supervised, and, you know, a good place to kind of leave your kids while you have a wander around.
Okay, that's good, quite useful, and people will be interested in that. Presumably it's free to get in.
It's free, yep. We are encouraging people to register for tickets in advance so that we can get a sense of the kind of numbers of people who will be coming along. The incentive for signing up for a ticket is that there is a £50 corn exchange voucher to be won by somebody who brings along their ticket on the day. So if you are thinking of coming, definitely do that.
Oh, I think I'd probably get myself registered, in which case that could be quite a good investment, really. Okay, that sounds good. And if people want to register, where do they need to go to do that?
So if you visit our website, which is www.cambridgehub.org, there should be a link on there to the Volunteer for Cambridge page, and all of the information is on there.
Okay, I'll try and remember to stick that on our Facebook page a little later on when we put up the podcast of this particular show. But really interesting, Anna. Thank you very much for coming in. Have you got a highlight which you want to tell everybody about, perhaps?
Oh, gosh, it's all going to be fantastic, I think. But we're really looking forward to just, you know, actually having such a broad range of groups there, and hopefully seeing loads and loads of people from the Cambridge community finding out about these groups, because there is so much going on in Cambridge that people don't know about. And this is going to, you know, be a good chance to find out about it all.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. Anna, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us tonight. That's Anna Mallon of the Cambridge Hub, and the details of Volunteer for Cambridge. I'm sure you'll hear a lot more about that over the next few days.